Northside Today, Johnny Holmes here. Now, in November of last year, Dublin City Council, they agreed to an average of 10% increase to on-street parking in high demand areas of the city. And I'm now joined by Councillor Ciarán Cuff, Green Party, to tell us more about it. So good morning, Ciarán, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny.
Now, the yellow zone, the most expensive zone, that's going to see an increase from €2.90 to €3.20 per hour. The red zone, €2.40 to €2.70, and the green from €1 to €1.60. And some of the areas, in fact, are going to move into higher zones, meaning under the changes, areas around hospitals may be the worst affected. Many have criticised this, so tell us all about your view on it.
Well, the reason behind it is that we have to balance the books in Dublin City Council. There hasn't been an increase in parking charges for over 10 years. Certainly in that period we've seen public transport fares, bus fares, train fares go up quite significantly. We've also seen the private car parks raise their prices quite substantially. So we're simply keeping up with what's going on out there, and that's one of the reasons we're doing it. The other aspect of it is, though, that residents are finding it increasingly difficult to get parking in their areas. So they come back with the kids or with the shopping, and they find they can't get a parking space because the parking is taken up with commuters who are driving all the way into town and just leaving their car while they walk the final mile. So there's a few different reasons as to why we're doing this, and we're hoping it will free up the space for people who really need it.
Right. But the chairperson of Irish Patients Association, he has said these price increases are huge. It seems like a tax on patients and visitors. And his main question, in fact, to the City Council is where will the extra money be gained, or where's it going? Now, I know you just mentioned transport charges and everything else, but what do you have to say about that?
Well, it's going into providing the kind of services we need in the city, making life, improving life for pedestrians, for cyclists and for public transport. And the kind of changes in traffic lights or in roadworks that make life a little bit better for somebody on a bus getting to where they're going, for a cyclist, for a pedestrian, or even for cars, upgrading the traffic light systems. That's the kind of stuff we spend this money on. I can understand that people are concerned in the Irish Patients Association. But look, we don't have a remit over the car parks that are in place in the hospitals themselves. But I think at a time when bus fares are going up, it would be foolish to kind of say, look, we'll make car parking cheaper so you can continue to drive. But the bottom line is the city has to balance its accounts every year. The full council agreed to these changes, and we're now putting it out there for the public to have their say, and anybody can make a submission. It'll be up on the Dublin City Council website, and we'll listen to carefully. We listen carefully to what people say, and maybe there's other ways of doing things, but I suspect it probably makes sense to have this increase because we haven't had one in over 10 years.
Right. Dublin City Council, they feel that the increases should help alleviate traffic congestion and related parking issues across the city. What's your view on that?
Well, I think it will. I mean, as I said earlier, there is a big issue of commuter cars coming all the way into the city centre. The general public want to see less cars, not more cars. They want to see wider footpaths, more green lawn time at the pedestrian lights. These are some of the things we're working on, and hopefully we can provide them. There's also a lot of investment going into public transport. We have the Bus Connects project, which is very controversial, but I think the principle of Bus Connects is a good idea, that we give a bit more priority to buses. And I think over the next 5, 10, 20 years, we want to make it a lot easier to get around town on foot, on the bike or by public transport. And that means a little bit less space for the car.
Right. Tell us about the new zone changes. What's going to be effective?
Well, we're extending the zones because we're finding that the inner suburbs are getting clogged with car parking of commuters coming from very far away. And then taking up the space that's on street. So we are moving in a few different directions, both north and south with that. If we look at the details of the zones, the areas extend out a bit. The yellow zone, the high demand zone, is now coming all the way out up towards Dorset Street. and on the south, it's heading down to the canal. So these are simply reflecting where the demand is at the moment and making sure that streets aren't completely clogged with parking, which means more cars going around in circles looking for a parking space.
Right. And currently the red zone, that stops just before the new central bank, but will now continue as far as the Three Arena.
It's taking in all the space there at the in the Docklands, going all the way down to the Three Arena. Now, as you move out of that into East Wall, you're down into medium demand areas, 160 an hour. But I think that we'll see more demand for residential disc parking because there's more cars trying to get into the city, and one of the best ways of safeguarding the parking that's needed by residents is to bring in a residential disc parking scheme.
Right. And the likes of Kilmainham and the area around St James's Hospital and the Coombe as well, they're now going to face a hike from €1 to 160 per hour change.
That's right, yeah, it goes up to 160. Look, it's a way of regulating the demand and generating income that is spent on the kind of projects that we need in and around the city. I mean, the good thing about James's, you've the Lewis coming right by the door there, you've some good bus services, and certainly the bus fares, you won't have much change, you won't have change from a fiver if you're going any distance there and back in the bus. So the car parking, in a sense, is almost good value compared to that. Look, these charges, nobody likes increasing charges, but we have a mandate, we have an obligation to balance our finances every year. People want us to invest in walking and public transport improvements, and we can't do that unless we have the money.
Yeah, well, I think like for the likes of somebody in Rathcoole or Saggart or that kind of area, or areas where the Lewis is going to, even on the Dundrum side, Fox Rock and so on, they can take the Lewis. But let's say the likes of somebody living in the sticks, like say somebody in County Kildare, Meath or Wicklow, they're actually, you know, they're out, they're not even in a town, and they have to take the car to get to work in Dublin. Like, isn't such an increase harsh on them? I mean, on average, it
Look, it's
out.
Not easy, and if you're living far away, it's tough because you're paying for petrol or diesel, and then you're paying for parking at the other end. There is park and ride. We want to see a lot more park and ride, and that's part of the bus connects process. But the days of being able to simply drive into the middle of town and leave your car for 8 hours are gone. We don't want that to happen. We want people to move on to public transport and to use the park and ride that's there. So if you're in Rathcoole or if you're in the middle of Wicklow, we'd say drive into one of the park and rides on the Lewis and take that in for the last couple of miles. That reduces the air pollution in the city centre, the noise and the congestion. And, you know, we've done a lot of work on this on the National Transport Authority. We know that the real people mover in Dublin is the bus. 40% of people in the city centre shopping are coming by bus. It's only 20% are coming by car. And we've got to free up road space for public transport. And that is part of what we hope to see happen when these changes come in.
Right. So the changes are expected to commence from July this year.
It's looking like July. We're going out to public consultation. We'll see what the public say. We don't have much wiggle room on this. If we don't raise parking charges, we'll have to raise some other charges in the city. I don't want to see that happen. So we see this as the best way of providing some improvements in terms of parking capacity, responding to the demand that's there. And we hope that people will think carefully about their transport choices. And if they can, shift over to public transport or to walking or cycling for the last mile or so.
Ciarán, when is public consultation on the issue expected to begin?
I had a look on the Dublin City Council website. It didn't seem to be up there. I'm just opening it up now. And on the right-hand side of the City Council website, you can see public consultation. Doesn't seem to be up there now, but I'd imagine within the next few days we'll be going out to public consultation and asking people for their views. And you can write in or you can send an email and say what you think. I mean, look, there's always concerns out there, and there's always hard cases of people who have to drive, but we want to make sure that the space is there for the people who really need to drive, and that we get as many people as we can up to public transport. And if there's a few less cars in the city centre, that's good for the quality of life. It gives us a bit more space to play around with for the pedestrian and for the cyclist, and indeed for bus and tram users, and that can only be a good thing.
Okay. Right, so, Ciarán, we leave it at that unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish.
No, I'm happy enough with that. I mean, I chair the Transport Committee, but these kind of decisions are decisions of the whole council. And the 63-member council did vote by a majority to put this out to consultation. So we'll see what the public say. We want your views. We want to make Dublin a more livable city. Nobody wants to pay parking charges, but everybody says, look, I want less traffic, and they often don't see themselves as being part of the traffic. So we're looking to what other cities are doing abroad. Most of those other cities are providing a bit more space for people who walk, for people who cycle, and for those who are taking the bus or tram or train. And that's what we want to see happen in Dublin.
Right, very good point. Ciarán, thanks again for joining us, and all the very best to you. Talk again soon. Take care and have
Sounds
a great
good.
Day.
Brilliant, you too.
All the best. That was Councillor Ciarán Cuff, Green Party, talking about plans for increase in parking fees around Dublin's inner city, our hospitals and surrounding areas.